Okay. That's it, you just drew, could you?
Kind of decided, tell me, the house that you're living in now, just name off the rooms, you know, and just tell me a little bit about it.
Okay. It has, 4 bedrooms and, 3 baths. And, the living room is toward the front of the house. And we have a den and, large kitchen area. And, a carport with a utility.
Sure, it's fine. Okay. Have you always lived in this house?
Well, except for when we moved in when I was about 2, but this is the only house I've really ever known.
Yeah. Fine.
Looks
like a comfortable house.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some background information first. What's the address here?
You want the street address or the box office? We have post office box, and this is Minnie Jones Avenue.
Okay, no house number or anything like
that?
That's an interesting address. Who was Minnie Jones, you know?
She's this lady. She died recently. I don't know why they named the street after her.
She must have been important for something, I guess. Important enough to name the street after.
Yeah.
Okay, whereabouts were you born?
Dallas County.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. Over the phone, it was just a case of them using the hospital facilities over there, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I guess they moved back over here a couple of days later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. But you've lived all your life
in Camden.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What county is that we're in? Sue Ann?
Wilcox.
All right. And you're how old now?
16.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Lacey. This is Mr. Bassett.
How you doing?
He's doing an interview on Southern Speech. He's from Emory College.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
This is Miss Lacey. She's a cousin and she's lived in Wilcox County too. So.
I see. You're a native too?
Very much so.
That's what I was looking for. I was looking for a genuine native of Wilcox County whose family goes back a ways here and I found out that Sue Ann was.
She really is. Sue Ann, did you show him the cookbook?
I haven't yet. We just got started, but I'll show it to him before he leaves.
Okay.
Yeah. She
is
a cook.
She wrote it. She and
another
lady.
Oh, this is the author, right?
No, I didn't help with it. I was a co-author with it.
Right.
That's right. But it just shows you how far back Sue Ann goes, you know.
Sure. I'd like to see that before I go.
Yeah, go way back. Her mother was interviewed Judson when she was there in the studio with Judson. Did you realize that?
I didn't know that. She didn't mention that.
She didn't mention that? Yeah.
Maybe it's a family tradition.
I guess she was a person from Duke, I believe, this girl was getting her master's at Duke, you know, and she interviewed on the same basis, you know.
That's interesting. That's quite a coincidence.
I do.
Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Then I'm
going
to be doing some
working
here.
Okay, that's fine.
You go to a church here in town?
Mm-hmm, we're Baptist. We go to the only Baptist church. It's the Cameron Baptist Church in Camden.
Okay. And you're in what grade now?
I'm the 11th.
That makes you a junior.
Mm-hmm.
You got any idea what you want to do when you get through?
I'm interested in pharmacy. I'm not sure about what I'm going to do yet, but right now that's top of my
leaning toward pharmacy?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're leaning toward Auburn?
Yeah, Mama, she's not too sold on Auburn. She's a Judson girl, and Judson doesn't have too much to offer in the field of pharmacy, but they could work out something with Sanford, which is a Baptist college, and Mama, she likes that idea. So.
I guess those are the only two schools of pharmacy in the state.
I think so.
Sanford and Auburn. Yeah. What about in high school? Are you interested in clubs? You remember any clubs or things like that?
Yeah, I take Spanish. I'm in the Spanish club, and I'm in the Beta club, and I'm the student council, and I'm a cheerleader.